which we raised in the title of the shiur, are you allowed to spend however much you like more for learning Torah or for supporting Torah? Rabbi said, we know that there's halacha that one may spend more than for more than how much for a mitzvah? More than a fifth. Hamevazvez al yevazvez yoyse mechoymesh. Does this apply to other mitzvahs as well? Anybody? It does apply to other mitzvahs, because the place where this is found, the Shulchan Aruch, is in Hichas Arbaminim. Where the Ramah, in the Hichas Arbaminim, that the Ramah says you should not spend. It's just interesting, he doesn't actually say, he doesn't say you're not allowed to spend, one needn't spend more than a fifth of his possessions to buy Arba Minim. As Chazal said, and he brings this Chazal, when you're giving tzedakah, you should not give more than a fifth. So you see,
income or possessions?
From the prophets, which... that's a complicated question, how to work out the, you know, what you give tzedakah from, but so it's clear from the Ramah that it doesn't apply just to the tzedakah, it applies to other mitzvahs as well, that you don't spend more than a fifth. What about learning Torah? Can you spend more than a fifth of your money for you yourself to learn Torah? Any suggestions? Okay, because we're short for time, I'm going to give you a clue straight away. Hillel, when he was poor. Anybody? What's the proof from Hillel? Half, right? He earned every day a certain amount of money. Half went to his family. Half went to the God of the Beis HaMedrash, or Shmaya V'Avtalyoin. He gave away 50% for learning Torah. Rabbi Akiva as well became rich, and he gave half of his riches away to learn Torah as well. I cannot remember the Makor for this, but it is brought down in Chazal. There are a number of proofs as well that many people dedicated themselves, despite the fact that they wouldn't know how they would sustain themselves. Nevertheless, they dedicated themselves to long time learning. This famous Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas. His father came to the Beis HaMedrash, wanted to take him out, and then, you know, and he stayed. Many instances where we find that people gave away seemingly more than a fifth of their possessions. Now, you could say that there's a difference between whether I have possessions already, that I don't have to spend, or I should not spend more than a fifth, or whether my question is, do I embark in Torah, or do I embark in a means which will give me parnos, and I give that up. You could say that from the fact that a person gives up a career, doesn't embark on a career, that's not a proof that you're allowed to spend more than a fifth, right? Because all he's doing is not embarking upon a certain career. He's not getting the money. That maybe you can spend as much as you like. But perhaps to give away from my possessions, which I already earn, maybe I shouldn't spend more than a fifth. But the proof is that that's not a correct argument. It's from our first example, Hillel. Hillel had the money in his pocket already, and nevertheless he gave 50% away in order to be able to learn Torah. So why should that be? Why should Talmud Torah be different to any other mitzvah, to Arba Minim, any other mitzvah, tzedakah, that you may spend more than a fifth? So I heard there's been a suggestion as follows. There's a famous Rav Avraham Minahar, in the Dorim. We know the concept mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. That means mitzvos are not given for our benefit. Therefore, if you are mudar hana, you took a neder and you say, I'm not going to benefit, I'm not going to have any benefit from Shimon. And is Shimon allowed to blow the shofar for you? Is Shimon allowed to blow the shofar for you on Rosh Hashanah when you took a neder, you're not allowed to be nene from him?
Yes. Yeah. No, that's what I think so.
All right, why not? Why is that not? I know, I had a mitzvah to fulfill. It's worth money, I'll spend money on it, right? I'd spend at least some money for it. You're allowed to have Shimon blow the shofar for you. Why? Because mitzvah is lav lehen lo snitnu. It's not considered as giving you benefit. He's helping you fulfill your obligation. Yeah? He's not considered as giving you benefit. Right? Ah, you might have a pleasure that, first of all, you fulfilled your obligation, and also the knowledge that you've got schar for this mitzvah. That's not called hanah, which is forbidden. Right? What about Rabbi, and this is a sugi in the Dorin, what about if you say, I don't want to, I'm making a neder not to be benefit from so and so, is he allowed to teach me Torah? If you look at the sugya in the Dorim, it's mashmah, he's not allowed to teach you Torah. And the question is, why not? Why not? Why is he not allowed to teach me Torah? You, the same reasoning, mitzvah lav le'enes nitnu. Right? Sorry?
Even when he's not paid?
You mean even when he is paid? You mean?
He's not paid.
Who's without not paid?
Without being paid.
Now, if you pay, you're getting less benefit. If you are paying for being taught, you're getting less benefit than if he teaches you free. Right? Because you're paying, right? But in either case, he's not allowed to teach you Torah. And the Rishonim, the Rav Ramin, asks, why not? So Rav Ramin says this, and this Yisoid is brought down in a few places, Torah is different. Torah, you're meant to learn. It's not. There's no inyan. If you're shaking, if you're doing a mitzvah, you don't have to actually enjoy doing the mitzvah. You enjoy doing Hashem Rotson. Torah is not like that. Torah is meant to give you a benefit which you actually feel. You should be able to shashuai. Pikuda Hashem Yeshorim is some chilev. It's meant to give you a pleasure which you can feel. That's why we say veharevna, and let the Torah be sweet, as divrei Torah, because it's not enough to learn. You cannot toil in Torah and busy yourself in Torah unless you taste the sweetness of Torah. You must be able to taste, not just the knowledge that this is the correct thing. That won't go, right? So therefore, the suggestion is for Talmud Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, are you allowed to spend more than a fifth of your possessions on your pet hobby? Let's say you like skydiving, yeah. You like skydiving, and that's your ambition. You wanted to go skydiving with Red Bull, and therefore, but for you, it costs more than a fifth of your possession. I want to know not what's the correct thing. I want to know halachically, is he allowed to spend more than a fifth of his possession? Can he or not? Yes. Yeah. There's no problem with that. Yeah, it might not be advisable, but he has not so how could it be that for tzedakah he's not allowed to spend for a fifth, and for his own fancies he is allowed to spend more than a fifth, right? Right. If he wants to take flying lessons, he wants to take on a hobby, he is allowed to spend. Why? Because that's your life. That's the way we can't start dictating how a person should lead his life. You know, he can only do that's for his benefit, right? For his benefit, Chazal didn't come along. If you want, for mitzvah, we don't want a mitzvah to be the cause. Why are you not allowed to spend more than a fifth? Because you want the giver himself might end up being the taker. Yeah, it might end up being the taker of having to go to tzedakah for himself, Shemayani. So therefore, we don't want a mitzvah to be the means which brought you to go snoring. However, we cannot come and tell you how to spend your own money on your own benefit. So some want to suggest that Torah is a benefit for me. It's not just the ruchnias. I'm a different person. I feel different. It's mesameach me. It gives somebody who's learned a sugya, a topic, and he's learned it in depth with the kashas, and he's had sleepless nights on it, he has tasted the sweetness of Torah. It's something which you cannot compare it to anything. You really cannot compare it. It's the struggle and the toil and breaking the head, and it was a hard work, but in the end, it gives such a sense of satisfaction, regardless of, I know that what's going to be an Eilam Mabot. I feel the sukkah, the Torah itself, speaks for itself. So that's how some suggest, right? That's why you're allowed to spend on Torah, because it's similar. It's not doing ruchnis. It's looking after myself in this world. Yeah.
Some people might suggest you get pleasure from giving tzedakah.
Right. There is. You get pleasure really from doing every mitzvah. And in fact, somebody pointed out yesterday that in fact the very example which the Ramah gives of Arba Minim, how does the Torah use that? The Torah uses the terminology Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, right? And that means the shaking of the lulav. The Torah calls it a simcha. That's the idea of shaking of the lulav. But I think there, it's not intrinsic in the mitzvah. The mitzvah, shaking Arba Minim doesn't give you simcha. It's knowing I'm doing Hashem's will, that is what is giving the simcha. Torah, it's not like that. Torah, the words themselves are conducive to happiness.
No, but Arba Minim,
sorry?
I find it's like connected to nature and it's beautiful.
Of course, we can make it. We can bring it to life, a mitzvah. But it's not intrinsic like Torah. Torah is in mesam chaylev, is intrinsic. It does something to the person. That's why some kirov organizations say you go straight into the deep end. If you want to try and teach them Torah, don't philosophize. Just take him straight. Take a Mishnah. Let the Torah speak for itself. Yeah, let the Torah will do the speaking. He will. Yeah, you will taste. You can't describe a taste. You take a person, you sit him down, give him a taste of learning. That will be his taste. However, this will only provide an answer for learning myself. What about supporting Torah? What about supporting Torah? Are you allowed? So here we have Sisochan Zvulun. This is example number one. Yisocha and Zvulun. Rashi in Zvochim says Zvulun gave away half of his earnings. They made the tenai. Yeah, it wasn't just a small percentage. They shared everything equally, right? They shared everything equally. And that's the lashon. This is brought down by the Ramah in Reish Mem Vav. Very interesting. It's not in Hichas Tzedakah. It's in Hichas Talmud Torah in Shulchan Aruch. In Yeridah Simon Reish Mem Vav, the Ramah says, "Umi she'i efshar lo ilumoid." The Machabe says, "Mipnei she'ein yedeh klal ilumoid." He doesn't know how to learn. Or mipnei atir dois. Or he's too preoccupied with work. She yesh loy. Yes, big lacherim aloyim dim. So he should support others. Says Ramah, "V'techashev loy ki ilu loymed be'atzmoy." It's not like a mitzvah, like other mitzvah. By supporting Torah, it's as if you yourself are learning. It's not the zchus of supporting Torah. It's you yourself are learning. V'yochol says Ramah, "V'yochol adam lehasmoy sim chaveiroy shehu yasod b'Torah." Ramah says, "I can go and do a business deal, right, with my friend. You learn Torah." And I will provide your parnasa, v'yach like imoy bischar, right? And he will share in the schar, right? Yach like imoy bischar. So Rabbi said, what does that expression mean? V'yach like imoy bischar. 50-50. Does Yisocha lose from his part? Right, that's why I asked you to translate those words. Yachloik imoy bischar. Is it going on the wages, the salary of Zvulun, or is it going on Yisochar? Yisochar, you are now going to divide the dividends of your learning. Right? So, Keloima, so says the Shach, Yachloik imoy bischar, listen to the Shach, Keloima schar Torah, v'schar masher aviach. It's going on both. Zvulun schar, he has to share with Yisochar. And Yisachar Schar, he's allowed to share with, he gives it to Zvulun. Zeyeh ben Shnei v'yachad. So that Shach indicates that Yisachar loses his Schar. However, continues the Ramah, let's look at just the first Maramok. This Ramah comes from Rabbeinu Yerucham. Yeah? Rabbeinu Yerucham was a Talmud of, anybody know? The Rosh. Yeah? Rabbeinu Yerucham was told me to the Rosh. So look what he says. Ha'aisek b'toyer ha'koidem she'yasek. Before the person begins his aisek ha'toyer, yochel ha'asnois she'yasek chaver b'schoyer. We can make a deal together. My friend will busy himself in working and in merchandise. V'yitol chelek milimudai. V'yitol chelek milimudai. And he will take part of my learning. So the simple understanding is that he takes half of my learning. Kmo yisachav izvulun. Aval. There's a but here. You know what? A guy made it. A guy won the lottery, or he made a very big deal, yeah? And he suddenly made, overnight, 30 million, yeah? He goes to a yeshiva, he says, I will give you 10 million. 10 million to support, to support. Does that work? Or he goes over to a person, he's seen him learning away for the past year, learning with great asmodak, and he says, listen, here's 10 million, and give me, yeah? Give me the schar of what you've already learned. Right? Now, this 10 million will help you, right, for the forthcoming years. Says the Rabbi Nirucham. Yeah? Aval acha she'osak kvar, but once he's already learnt, v'noisen lo'chelek bishvil momoin, and you say, no, let's make a business deal. You give me your Torah, I'll give you my millions. Einoi klum, it don't work. Why? If a person will give all the possessions which he has amassed, they'll ridicule him. That means you cannot buy Torah for all the money in the world. Right? So you can only do it before the learning, not after the learning. Why? Why is that? Why? Yeah, now again, after the learning, why am I giving him money? Okay, obviously he doesn't need money for having lived till now. The money which I'll give him will help him from now on. So I'm also, the money which I'm, he's going to stay in learning, I'm giving him whatever it is, £10,000. It's just the schar which you already learned that, because I've got my suspicions. I don't know, I saw you shtagging away the past year. I don't know what it's going to be like. You just got married this year, so I don't know if you'll be able to shtag so much, right? So therefore, I want the schar not of what you're going to learn, of what you've already learned. Why does that not work?
Because he didn't ask him anything.
But why? Why can you only make this deal before, not afterwards?
Beautiful.
Right. You cannot sell the schar ruchni, a spiritual schar. You cannot sell that for all the money in the world. Yeah, somebody told me yesterday, what's going on? How can you buy with money Talmud Torah, which is connected to Kulam? Every word, every letter, yeah, as the Gros says in the first Mishnah of Peah, every letter of every word of the Torah is a mitzvah with Na'atzma. And Talmud Torah connected to Kulam. How, if you can't buy it in the schar of mitzvahs, how on earth can you buy Torah? That's exactly what Chazal is saying, Boiz Yavuzuloi. If you think you can get somebody's schar after he's learned, they ridicule you. That's ridiculous. Of course you can't buy any schar. You can't buy any ruchnias dikas schar for money. So why beforehand can you make this deal, Rabbi Yisai? Because he can't learn. He needs my money in order to be able to learn. Otherwise he has to close the Gemara at lunchtime. Or, even if he doesn't have to close his mind is semi-closed, because, yes, it's very nice what I'm doing now, but I've got to worry about my wife and children. He's got the tirada of parnasa, right? Lo bashamayim hi, v'lo me'eiver layam hi. Chazal said that you will not find Torah, that means the Esek HaTorah, Omol HaTorah, you will not find by those who traveling consistently overseas. Why? Because they haven't got the menuchas hanefesh. Vayar menucha kitoy, vayet shechmo lismol. It must be done with an element of tranquility. And therefore, beforehand, Yisachar, it can only learn via the support of Zvulun. Now, let's go to this question of I want to tell you this question. There's a fantastic Mechona Dayanim in Yerushalayim, and I looked at their chozer, I looked at their shtar, their Yisachar Zvulun shtar, and I said to them, and it said there that Zvulun is going to give such and such, and Yisachar will do the learning, and Zvulun will get half of his learning. And he said, and it said there in apprentices, and like the Chofetz Chaim says, and Reb Chaim Volozhin, that Yisachar does not lose out from Yischar. Yeah? So I wrote to them. I was very disturbed by this. I wrote to them and I said, excuse me, from my understanding of this, the Yisrael does lose from Yisrael. And I brought a few riyas. Just one raya is, first of all, the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein says explicitly, we learnt the Shach, that's a simple understanding of the Shach, that they share everything. If you say share, it means, it's not called sharing if I'm not losing anything. I brought many proofs, the Chazanish. The Chazanish says that the Talmid Chacham should not have an Ein Tzara, a narrow, should not be miserly and say, well, I don't want to give away some of my Schar, yeah, and therefore I'm not going to be supported. No, that's Tzaros Ein, says the Chazanish. You should allow yourself to be supported to give somebody else the Schus as well, as long as there's Ribu Tzaira. So they agreed with me, yeah, and I brought to them, and even the what they quoted, the Chafetz Chaim and the Rav Chaim Volozhin, I disagreed with them in their understanding of that, and I brought my proof, and they agreed with me, but they said, "What's the difference? Well, why are you making an issue of it?" Rabbi Yisai. That's what they said to me. What difference does it make? Yisrael Zevulun gets his half schar, and what happens to Yisachar? What difference does it make? I mean. So I said, yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Why are you kicking up a racket? I said, of course it makes a difference. We're talking about here a question, a halachic question of mekach tolls. Why, Rabbi Yisai? We're talking about here a shayla of mekach tolls. Because if I'm Yisachar, yeah, and then they say, you know what, so-and-so is, you're being supported by so-and-so, and I don't think I'm losing anything, right? So therefore, of course I'll agree with it. But if I think I'm losing, how do you know he agrees? If he doesn't agree, then mitzad yisachar, do you follow? Mitzad yisachar, it's not a deal. He's not willing to give away the schar of his tire in order to be supported. Right? And therefore, you're taking the money from Zvulun. You're taking money from Zvulun, he's not getting his deal. They haven't returned to me yet. I really think, yeah. So I said to them, listen, I think it's very important to tell those guys who are learning in your Machon HaDayanim, yeah, you have to tell them that at least many poskim hold that you do lose a schar, right? You have to be aware of that. There are, it's true that there are some poskim, I bring it down, bring it here in the Maariv HaKoymos, that say don't lose schar, it's like a ner, it's like a candle. That you don't depreciate from one candle when you light from it, but the majority of poskim do not hold like that. And in fact, Rav Chaim Volozhin, that which they bring the Keser Rosh, I wanted to bring to read it to you inside, but there's no time. He says itself, the Talmid Chacham, who's truly learning Lishma, should not try to avoid the Yisach of his Zvulun partnership. Because why does he want to avoid it? Because he says, it's not fair, I'm giving away so much. What do you care where that schar goes in? This will be your ultimate test of are you doing it a Shem Shamayim? If you agree with it, and therefore you can have more Torah in the world, right? Therefore, you should go for it regardless of who gets the schar. That's a true Talmud Torah Lishma. This is the Yisachar Zvulun. Rav Moshe says, Rav Moshe holds, and the opinions, and which I'll just finish off in 1 minute. Rav Moshe holds, number one, you've got to give 50% away.
Exactly.
If you don't give 50% away, it's not Yisachar Zvulun. Because we're not talking about tzedakah here. The Yisachar Zvulun has got nothing to do with tzedakah. It's a business deal. You learn, we share. That's not what I'm doing when I'm supporting Torah. When I give money to a kohen, it's not I am learning. I'm supporting Torah. It's a big schus to support Torah, but it's not Yisachar Zvulun. Rav Moshe says, really, it should be at least 3 years contract. Why? Says Rav Moshe, because as we said, you're not buying his Torah. You are enabling him. You are enabling him to learn Torah properly. Then he needs. He needs a time, he needs a set of time where he does. If you're only supporting me this week, then I'm still going to worry about next week, what's going to be, how I'm going to find, how I'm going to bring bread on the table. Therefore, Moshe says, strictly speaking, for at least 3 years. He says, you know what, if it's really difficult, I'm willing to give it a year, but certainly no less than a year. And the shtaris, which I've seen, the Chazon Ish also drew up a shtar, also was for a year, right? There's got to be a support, a considerable support that the Sochar can learn without worrying about his...
Learn the Lishmo. If you don't know Lishmo, you need to make
it full of school. Sorry? Shkach Rabbi Shabbos.
Can I...